Welcome to Gemara Markings, Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur, Brachos Daf Nun Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Marking system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you're not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the top of Daf Nun Aleph. Tosfos Dibur Masel Mikora Gavra Lo Chazi. The Gemara had been discussing one who ate and had not made a bracha before eating. Ravina said even if he finished his meal, he should still make the bracha appropriate for eating food. And he cited as a precedent for that, one who immersed in a mikveh, came out, after finishing his immersion, he makes the bracha that you would have expected him to make beforehand. The Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedshom Sasanu Al HaTvila. In general, one makes brachas before they perform mitzvahs. And yet you see a possibility of making a bracha after the act. Similarly, after eating, you finished eating, you can still make the bracha. The Gemara, though, rejected this and said the parallel is insufficient, is inaccurate. In the case of Tevila, the person was initially not fit. Therefore, the bracha that he's making after the immersion is his first opportunity to make the bracha. Whereas by eating, he was fit to make the bracha before he started eating. And now that he didn't make it at the right time, he blew it. So we look at the Tosfos. Meikora gavra lo chazi, tema. How can you say at the beginning he was not fit? V'halo tomei eino osu levarech. A person who is ritually impure is not restricted from making brachas. U'bekutras piresh, the Rashi's pshat on this was the Bali Kerion Asurin B'Divrei Torah. Rashi got around this problem by saying it's a reference to a person who was Tomei because of a male emission, and that since he's also in Divrei Torah, he's as was expounded upon at much greater length in the third parak of this Masichta, so too he cannot say brachas. That's the Rashi's pshat approach. V'yesh lomar. So Tosfos explains that the issue of immersing in a mikveh, and as the Gemara claims he wasn't fit to make a brocha beforehand, it's not talking about immersion because of tuma. V'yesh lomar demayri betvilas geirim. We're talking about someone who is converting. And before converting, so he is a Gentile, and he cannot say the bracha that says, blessed be the Lord, the Almighty, who commanded us in his mitzvahs. A Gentile is not commanded in the mitzvahs. So the bracha is an irrelevancy before the immersion. U'mipnei oisa tvila. Yitzrichu l'chol shar tvilas levorach li'achar tvila. Because of this one case of tevila, the gerus tevila, the tevila for conversion purposes, is a tevila that the bracha cannot be said beforehand. So a rule was made across the boards that in all immersions, the bracha that one would say, even if he may have been able to say it beforehand, is to be said afterwards. V'chein b'netilas yadayim. The same rule or approach will be with regard to washing one's hands. Washing one's hands requires a bracha. There's asher kishonu b'mitzvah somitz even al netilas yadayim. However, shepa'omim odom bo mi beis hakiseh v'ein odom ro'i levorech ad la'achar hanetila. A person who, let us say, relieved himself. This is something that is quite common early in the morning. And a person who was in the bathroom and relieved himself, he is not fit to make a bracha until after he washes his hands. So as a result of that, noagu ha'om levorech al sh'ar birchas yodayim la'achar netila. Therefore, the common practice is that we make the bracha on all hand washings after the hands have already had water poured over them. So you have these two situations of mikveh immersion and hand washing, where because of a specific case, the bracha could not have been said beforehand and said only afterwards. So all other cases of tevila and netilas yadayim, the bracha will be said afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein lanu ela arba'a dvarim." The Gemara had mentioned a number of different practices. In fact, we saw 10 practices that apply to a kois shel bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says that we will apply or practice only 4 of them. So, and Rabbi Yochanan actually he enumerates the 4. However, Tosfos says umiu lo mashma de polig Rabbi Yochanan ahahi. It doesn't seem that Rabbi Yochanan would disagree with that which it says ahi denosno liamino, the need for the kishel bracha to be in the right hand. In the list that we saw in the lower quarter of the page, where the issue of the different practices, the 10 different practices applying to a kois shel bracha apply, Rabbi Yochanan culled from the list 4 of them, and they were we numbered them in fact as well. If you have your Mark Gemara available, you can see it. The list of 10, he took from that list numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. However, Tosfos says it's most likely that Rabbi Yochanan will accept number 8 as well from the list, so that his 4 is not really 4, but it's more than that. And why is that? Kidamrinu l'kamon, because the Gemara later on says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rishonim shalu ma'u shetaseya smol yamin. Early generations had asked, can the left hand support the right hand? And this is something that Rabbi Yochanan spoke about, second line from the bottom of the Gemara, where you see Rabbi Yochanan bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan Shonim Shalu, the early generations asked about the left hand supporting the right hand. Mashma shekein hoyu nogim. It seems that holding the cup in the right hand was something that was of common practice. So as far as Rabbi Yochanan himself is concerned, even though he says we adopt 4 of the 10 things, it seems, as far as Tosfos is concerned, as far as Rabbi Yochanan, it's more than the 4. It's at least another one is added. Umiu mi de ha'amuroyim hoyu oisin itur. The ituf. In the Gemara, we saw also the last the 5 lines from the bottom and 3 lines from the bottom. We saw Amoroyim. We saw Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chisda practicing itur, which is not one of Rabbi Yochanan's 4 things. We saw Rav Papa and Rav Asi practicing ituf, also not one of the 4 things that Rabbi Yochanan mentions. Mashma shehoyu machmirim al atzmon vayu nizharim bekulan. The Amoroyim practiced all of the things in the list. Therefore, Tosfos concludes that with regard to a kosher bracha, one should try to accept this stringency, namely beyond Rabbi Yochanan, and observe all of the things with regard to the kosher bracha. Shtifa chai umalei. The different things that have to be done with the kosher bracha include washing it. Chai, we spoke about this on our previous daf. And mole, full. Yushalmi desoif pirkin omravacha shloisha dvorim nemru b'kos shel bracha. The Yushalmi has the following, that 3 things were said with regard to a kosher bracha. Mole, itur, umudach. Mole is filled. itur. We saw in our Gemara, it has to do with being surrounded either by talmidim or by other cups. And mudach, rinsed. Ushloshtun mikra, the Yerushalmi says the three are alluded to in the pasuk, Naftali svarotzen moed birkas Hashem. The sova is something that's satisfied or filled, is a reference to itur, being surrounded. The Sefer Sifsei Chachomim Amaseches Brochus explains that it's filled with whatever, with cups or with students, but it's a feeling, itur, something that is surrounded by, so it's filled with it. It's filled, it's satisfied. Rotzon, that's in the Pasuk, is mudach, and the Sifsei Chachomim explains, rotzon means something that it expresses willingness, acceptance. So that if the cup is not rinsed, someone who is sensitive won't want to drink from it. So rotzon meaning something that it meets with the approval of all, that is achieved if it's rinsed. Umole, which was in the pasuk kimashmo, as the word implies, something that's full. Shtifa mibachutz vadocha mibifnim. The Gemara defined that shtifa is an external rinsing, and the Gemara cited a Tanaic source, and hadocha is an internal, the inner inside cup being rinsed. Upirsh ri davka she'ena kois yofe. The need for shtifa and hadocha is not something that's an objective requirement, but rather it is only if the cup is not clean. It has crumbs in it after people dunked food or bread in it and into the wine. So crumbs are left, saturated bread crumbs are left there. So it needs to be rinsed. If the cup is clean without you're making a special effort to rinse it out, it's fine. The goal is what's important, that it should be yafa, it should be nice, it should be clean. And therefore, if you pull a cup off the shelf and it happens to be clean, so go ahead and use it as a kosher broch without having to make a special effort to rinse it out. Zoche l'shnei olamos. We saw in our Gemara that one who is mevorech on a kois shel brocha, that's mole, he is, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said, and you can see this in the more six lines from the bottom, he is zoiche v'noichel shnei olamim. He merits inheriting two worlds. So the Tosis explains, Pirush harav Rabbi Yosef mimar shilya, or possibly mimar sei, midahave le lemichtav yam vidorom rosh. The pasuk that was cited in the Gemara was umole birchas Hashem yam vidorom yorosha, the yud reishin hey being the last word of that quote. It could have been written rosh, which is a root word meaning to inherit, like we're familiar with the word yerusha or yorash. So the word technically could have been spelled resh shin and communicated the idea. The kosav yorosha, and added two more letters to the word yud at the beginning and hey at the end, hare yud and hey, yisera. So you have these two extra letters, ubi yud and hey, nivru shnei oilomos. With these letters, the two worlds were created. Kinamrinan batchilis maseches menoches, ki beko Hashem tzur oilomim. Quoting this pasuk, the Gemara Menachos says that because through the yud and the hey, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the worlds olam hazeh and olam haba. So, hence we can understand how you see in this pasuk umalei birchas Hashem yom yomvo yodorom yorosha, a hint to the shnei olamos. Smoil mal shitasei liyamin. The Gemara had raised the question, we alluded to this just a few moments ago, in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the left hand, can it support the right hand? This is a question that the early generations had raised. what is the significance, or what are the circumstances under which one would ask such a question? Do you really have to support, or are we dealing with people that are so weak that they can't hold a cup of wine in their right hand? So Tosfos presents three scenarios where this question gains relevance. Number one, Bekoisus Gedolus Mairi, a very large goblet filled with wine, so it's somewhat weighty, so the question might come up, can the left hand support the right hand, which is holding it? Oy, number two, Barosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalios B'Shabbos Shu'u B'Chanukah. Imagine a Birchas HaMazon that you are reciting while holding a cup of wine. It happens to be on Rosh Chodesh of the month of Teves, which always coincides with the holiday of Chanukah. In such a Birchas HaMazon, you will be adding a number of additions. In addition to your basic four brachas that constitute the Birchas HaMazon, you're adding Al HaNisim of Chanukah, which is a long paragraph. You're adding Ritzei, relevant to Shabbos, and you're adding Yalev Yavo, relevant to the Rosh Chodesh. So it's a long holding of the cup. So the question is, can the left hand support the right hand? Oy benisuin v'tzorch laharich birchas hamazon, or at a wedding, when in addition to the basic birchas hamazon, there are a number of other brachos that are added, and this would seem to indicate that the one who's leading the birchas hamazon is also reciting the what we call the sheva brachos, which today the common practice in many circles is that the brachos are distributed amongst different people, but what we said still has some is still relevant, that the one who led the Birchas HaMazon would hold the cup would hold the cup throughout. The Ketosis continues at the top of Amud Beis, Ein Mesichin al Kois Shel Brocha. Mesichin usually means to, like in the term Hesech Hadas, one should not disconnect his concentration from the cup. So we had learned in the Gemara that when one takes the cup in his hands, one of the things is that he raises it from the ground. The tefach we saw in the source on Omen Aleph, and the last one was Noisein Einov Bo. He concentrates on it, and the Gemara explained ki heichi delo nesich daite minei. He should be concentrating, not to disconnect from it. So the Tosis at the top, Ein Mesichin al Kosha Brocha, Pirush Rashi, Shelo Yasiach Hamavorech Mishenosne lo Kosha Brocha. It's interesting, in the parentheses, there's a text that apparently some will took out, but it would make things a little easier for us if we read it. So the explanation of Ein Mesichin is that it shouldn't be Mesich Das. The one who is going to lead the Zimun should take, before he says the Zimun, he holds the cup and concentrates on it. Vuadin Hamesubin, and likewise those that are seated around that are also going to be fulfilling their Birchas HaMazon right now, Shein Mashrim L'Siach, they also should not they should concentrate. They shouldn't be Mesiach. They should Mesiach Das, the Bo'inun Shiskavin Shemei Mashmiah. The requirement for Zimun is that the listener, and as well as the speaker, have to have intent for their fulfilling the mitzvah. The gam ain lahafsik hashoymen besichas chulin, kamo sheina mevorech rashoy lasiach. The listeners should not converse with idle chatter, just like the mevorech is not allowed to. The avopi shomar hosom, even though in maseches Rosh Hashanah regarding the shofar mitzvah, the hearing of the shofar, the mitzvah of hearing the shofar, it says there, Shoma Teisha Tkiyos B'Teisha Shos B'Yom Yotza, that if one heard the nine blasts of the shofar that are, we'll say, the Torah requirement, from the basic Torah requirement is to hear nine sounds of the shofar, without getting into details right now about how we get to so many more sounds, but for our simple purposes, there Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah says, if you hear the nine shofar sounds over a course of 9 hours, you have fulfilled your shofar requirements. Mashma, it implies shehashoymeya soch beintayim. Over the course of 9 hours, the person who is fulfilling the mitzvah by listening to the shofar is obviously going to speak in the interim. Vafibu hachiyotza, and even so, he is fulfilling, so that you have a case of talking in the middle, so to speak, of the mitzvah. Ach lechatchila ein lasos kein. But really, you shouldn't do that. It's not the best way to do things. Omiu niret dahainu davka b'shoh shamavorch shosek ma'at bein brocha lebrocha. If we want to make a parallel to the case of the shama teshet kias b'teshos b'yom yotza, you can do so by suggesting that he's Yotze B'di'evet, we say, even though he does speak between the nine shofar blasts that he hears over the course of 9 hours, one blast each hour, in the interim there is speaking. So too, if someone is leading the Birchas HaMazon and he pauses between each one of the brachos, after all, Birchas HaMazon is made of four separate brachos, if he pauses between the first and second and third bracha, third and fourth, along those lines, and during that pause, if the listener happens to speak, he is Yotze anyway, even though it's not the right thing to do. Avol, b'shoh shu mevorech im hoya medaber, afilu b'dieved lo yotze. There is a case that speech will cancel the mitzvah fulfillment altogether, and that's a case if he speaks while the reciter of the Birchas HaMazon is saying the Birchas HaMazon words. If during the recitation of Birchas HaMazon the listener, the supposed listener, converses, then he won't fulfill his mitzvah whatsoever. V'hilchasa b'kulu yoshev u'mevorech. The Tosis is referring to that which the Gemara was discussing, someone who ate in different positions while walking, while standing, while reclining. The Gemara ruled that under all circumstances, one says Birchas HaMazon while seated. And the Tosis explains, Lefisha Birchas HaMazon Doraisa, since Birchas HaMazon is one of the possibly the only, if not if it if possibly the only bracha that's Doraisa. And since it's Doraisa, Visha Birchas HaMazon Doraisa, Ichmiru Ba Lios Yoshev, we apply a stringency and insist on your sitting. Yoshev Umevorech, Share Asor Dvorim Nemru Boi. We have 10 things that are said regarding the Kleishel Brocha of the Birchas HaMazon, Masha'ein Kein Bishar Brochas. We don't find these requirements by other brachas. V'hu no trikon, and you can see this if you read the words of the pasuk v'yochalta v'savata as if it's an abbreviation. The word v'savata, read it as shave, ais, u'beirachta. The pasuk says v'yochalta v'savata u'beirachta, which would mean sit ace at the time, and then say the bracha, the birchas hamazon, ubeirachto, the birchas hamazon. And this particular observation is mipi Rabbi Moshe Albert. With this, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.